Vagina.
Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A.
Deal in town. Wow!
I'm begging.
to my side. You must believe me. No matter what the people might say, you must believe me. You must believe me. You must believe me.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. This is the Generation Exploitation Podcast, also known as Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and syndicated across Canada. We just heard a track called You Must Believe Me by the Hollies off their fantastic 1967 LP, Love and Flowers. Before that, we heard The Four Seasons and their song Bacon off their 10th LP. And we started off the show with a Kaboom by the Buddy Rich Big Band off an LP I just picked up on the always fantastic Pacific Jazz label titled Big Swing Face. And it is indeed Monitor Theme was the track. And actually we played a clip from the radio show Monitor, of which that was the theme, just a few weeks ago on another podcast. It sounded a bit like this.
You're with Monitor. I'm Henry Morgan, sitting in today for Ed McMahon. Besides death and taxes, baseball is as inevitable as spring. So's love, says Connie Francis.
So Monitor by the Buddy Rich Big Band started off the show. And I got a great stack of all kinds of wax today.
Thank you. what did you do, boy?
I got the towel over there. Mm-hmm. Got the wash rag. Got soap in the tub there. And the water's nice and warm. Yeah, yeah.
Bert! Bert, you're not going to put the baby in a tub like that.
Well, what's wrong? What is it? What is it?
What's wrong? Do you realize that there's nothing in there for him to play with? Bert, do you call that planning? I'll be right back.
Oh, Brad, I'm sorry. You want a little something in the bath to play with. Oh, I'm sorry. That's fine. That'll do it.
And then, how about a shark to swim?
No, it's okay.
Play shark.
Just to pretend.
Yeah,
just
shark
pretend.
To,
okay, come on, Ernie, that's all. Come on, that's it, huh?
And then you need a beach ball.
Come on now, Ernie.
Okay, listen, Brad, do you like swans?
Thank you. Of course, it says pancakes on the outside, but there's a lot more on the inside. And the prices? Designed for the very hungry family.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easier, but I've changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. In a trick, in a book, and a paper, all that I can find. Everybody's hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick, in a book, and now, baby,
softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways.
Vagina. Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A.
I'm very lucky, I think you'll agree. I've lost the key to my front.
I think you'll Part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time. My daddy in bed is dying. See his hair turning gray. He's been working and saving his life away. I know he's been working, yeah, every day, saving his life away. He's been working, baby. He's been a working. We
little girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will.
See my daddy in bed at night. See his hair been turning gray. He's been working and saving his life away. Yes, I know.
Still listening to the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy, sans the comedy today. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. That obviously was The Animals. We Gotta Get Out of This Place off The Animals' third album, titled Animal Tracks. And I didn't even have to look up on the internet that that was their third album, because on the cover of this MGM LP, it says, their third and biggest set yet. Of course, I'm just taking their word for it. I could be wrong. Before that, we heard a pretty fantastic track off the soundtrack LP to a movie called Mondo Hollywood. Looks like the tongue of Carl Frazzoni brandishing the cover of this LP and maybe the movie poster, if they're one and the same. Frazzoni was the man in the sort of psychedelic freak scene of the late 60s in San Francisco with a gigantic tongue that apparently inspired the Rolling Stones logo. And Carl Frazzoni years later tried to cash in on what was due. But anyways, Mondo Hollywood, a hippie Mondo film produced, directed, and photographed by a guy named Robert Carl Cohen. Can't tell you anything about him, but the music produced by Mike Kerb for Tower Records, a subsidiary of Capitol, and they release a lot of great soundtracks for drive-in movies, including The Born Losers and The Trip. This one featured Davy Allen and the Arrows. That was the track that we listened to before The Animals, called Moonfire, and the music that we hear in the background right now, a track called Mondo Hollywood Freak Out by the Mugwump Establishment, who presumably are a group of studio musicians. In fact, I'm guessing, and I'm pretty much 99% positive, that at least four of the members of the so-called Mugwump Establishment are Davy Allen and the Arrows, the same group we just heard do Moonfire. Before these tracks from Mondo Hollywood, we listened to two tracks by a band called The Idle Race, who I just picked this album up for $2 the other day. On With The Show and Lucky Man were the name of the two songs of this British psych group. The LP is called The Birthday Party. It's on Liberty Records, and it's from 1968. I enjoy it very much. Obviously has a strong Sgt. Pepper influence. Before we listened to two tracks by The Idle Race, we heard Donovan, Sunshine Superman, off his LP of the same name, and started off this psychedelic set with a very bizarre 1969 International House of Pancakes commercial off the internet. Before that, we heard the always soulful funk of one Joe Raposo, the wonderful television composer. The Funky Chimes was the name of the track that was for years played at the end of the Sesame Street credits when they told you about sponsors like you and other public television donors. As the credits went by quite quickly, we heard that incomparable funk sound of Joe Raposo, the funky chimes, and we heard a little tidbits from Bert and Ernie and Bert's nephew, Bart. Before that, we had a short soul music girl group set. Heard a fantastic song called Stop and Get a Hold of Myself by Gladys Knight and the Pips off an LP called In the Beginning, a cash-in LP put out in 1974 on the Bell Records label. Bell, the same as the phone company, got into pressing LPs for a brief period in the late 60s and early 70s, most notably pressing all the Partridge Family records. And when Gladys Knight and the Pips became big in the 70s, they released this LP of stuff that they obtained, I guess, for little or no charge, that belonged to some small outfit of early 60s Gladys Knight and the Pips tracks, which I infinitely prefer to the more famous stuff of the 70s. Prior to Gladys Knight and the Pips, oh, and I should mention that their song, that their main songwriter and producer during that period of their career and on this song itself, was written by Van McCoy, who was a pretty good songwriter for soul groups in the 60s and later himself found disco fame with a plethora of shitty albums in the 1970s, late 70s primarily. Before we listened to Gladys Knight and the Pips, we heard a song called Deserted by The Toys, probably my favorite girl group. The Toys, three high school girls from Jamaica, New York, and that track called Deserted off their 1966 LP on Dino Voice Records, which I love. And we started off this set with a track called Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine from the film of the same name, starring Vincent Price and Frankie Avalon and a bevy of 60s go-go girls in go-go boots and bikinis. A excellent film, as you might imagine from that description I've given you. Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine, the theme song that played over the opening credit sequence, sung by the Supremes. You probably could guess that by the sound of that track if you didn't already know. The opening credit sequence to that film also features a claymation credit sequence animated by one Art Clokey, the creator of Gumby.
Get in on the fun!
Vagina. 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 Vagina.
Get in on the fun.
Vagina. Vagina.
Get in on the fun.
Vagina. Vagina. Testicles. Testicle. Testicles. T-E-S-T-I-C-L-E. T-E-S-T-I-C-L-E. There are two in the squirtle sack between the father's legs.
And squirtle sack?
The squirtle sack is a pouch of skin between the father's legs that contain the two testicles.
Vagina.
Vagina, spelled V-A-G-I-N-A. T-E-S-T-I-C-L-E.
Testicle.
Testicles. There are two in the Squirtle sack between the father's legs.
And Squirtle sack?
The Squirtle sack is a pouch of skin between the father's legs that contain the two testicles.
Dracula's grave. He's mean, ornery, mad, and tough. Always misbehaves and dips chocolate snuff. Don't meddle with the scuzzy dude, forget it. Just hop in your woody and split, man, split it.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dig Man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain. Swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
This wolfman takes his bath inside a tomb over Zombie Hill. Always making for the kill. For a weekend blast, this cat's the worst. Racing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in his super purse. But the beast got beat, and he howled and cried. So if he says he won, you know he lied.
Yeah!
Now kittens and cats, if you're ever out on Sunset Strip, sidewalk surfing, or just taking a trip, souping a Woody, or a cute 409, you see a monster, only one of a kind. A big fat tummy full of tiger meat, pushing a cement mix and dragging his feet. Don't intervene, don't be no fool. Man, don't tarry, this beast blew his cool. Eats corpse meat, chases chicks, likes blondes, and has big bad feet. He plays the bongo with Watusi feet, and does the jerk and the twine right on the street. Now dragsters like, take my advice, don't dig a show, cause it's not worth the price. Don't stop for water, oil, or gas, keep right on moving, right on past.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, dig man, let's take him on a trip.
Sunrise and morning empty. Hide my head. I've got to find a direction to follow. Something that's mine, not something I borrow. Each day I wait, heavy's the weight on me. Find it. I've got to find it. Get me behind it. Someplace for me. Enough today. Time is too near when I'll be gone away. Wearing a collar of bright crimson, just in a long black wedding gown. I've got to find my answers on my own. Find it. I got to find it. Get me behind it. Someplace for me. I turn my eyes to lunatic.
worried about it.
Well, that's the end of this edition of the Generation Exploitation Podcast and Laugh Tracks, a show about comedy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and syndicated across Canada. Just enough time left to tell you what we've been listening to. Right now, underneath me, John Barry, his great score from The Ypres File, the classic Michael Caine film. Before that, The Freedom Highway by the Staple Singers. Before the Staple Singers, we heard Cult Icons, the Carrie Nations, Find It off the Beyond the Valley of the Dolls soundtrack, Russ Meyer's only big budget, big studio movie, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Before that, we heard Beast of the Sunset Strip by Teddy and Daryl, another track off the Mondo Hollywood soundtrack. Another soundtrack track before that, it was the theme from Dolomite, laced and interspersed with vaginas and testicles from an LP called Sex Explained for Children. And right now, we'll leave you with the theme song from another blaxploitation film called Together Brothers by the Love Unlimited Orchestra. See you next week.
TESTICLE